Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, every Friday when we talk to you, and I've known you for a long time now, then how we met and through a mutual friend who passed away, mm-hmm. Jeff Gardner, and that was the inspiration for us to write a screenplay that you had a story idea for, Amazing Racer, and we went through that whole process. It's been 10 years since Principal Photography down in Washington County.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And before I knew you, I knew of your father, Tony Mowat, an encyclopedia of knowledge in jazz.
Right.
And anyone that likes jazz in this town knows your dad. Even the artists who would come to town knew your dad. And
that's right.
So he was a cool dude. He still is a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
at some point, things started to change.
Yeah. And it's funny, Lair. Until you are affected directly, usually by a disease like Alzheimer's or even dementia, you don't understand the impact that it has, A, on the individual that's afflicted, and B, on the family that's, you know, around this person.
Sure, your mom and your brothers and sister and everybody. And in his case, very well known and prominent, not only here in Pittsburgh, but throughout the country and even the world in the jazz community. So when did you start noticing? Because I know your dad's a very proud, good-looking guy, knew his stuff, moved with such ease and smooth.
Yeah, and what was really interesting, Larry, is that, so you take a guy, like you mentioned, he has all these attributes, and he really was the patriarch, you know, you remind me a lot of my dad, where I'm sure your family, if they have a question or if they want to go in a certain direction, they're going to check in with you.
Because but they need money.
Right. So I'm starting to really see the parallels here. But when you start to see that slip away, the pain is unreal. It's something that you just don't realize until you're in that situation. And we noticed, it was on a family vacation several years ago, and it was a simple mood change where my dad did something really out of character, where he got angry at something he never, like you said, my dad's really easygoing. He was always in control. And something happened where he kind of lost his temper just for a minute. And I can remember me and my wife looking at each other and saying, well, that's weird. You know, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And we kind of look back at that moment as the first time that things started to change. And as we've learned now is that that's a common first step. And that led to several other things where eventually we got to a doctor, his doctor, and there's just simple tests. And he said, yeah, you know what? We're heading in that direction. And it's like, man, it's like an anvil fell on your head. It really comes quick. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't leave quick.
And it's gotten progressively degenerative. It's gotten worse.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we found ourselves doing, Larry, is you had mentioned that my dad was, he had a nickname, the Encyclopedia of Jazz, and he also prided himself on being able to recognize people and remember.
Right, that he would meet once.
And
be able
know
to say,
their name,
hey, John.
Yeah, and remember little bits of their life. So he would say, "Hey, how you doing? How's so and so? How are you doing with this?" And that was slipping away. So what we did as a family was we kind of you create this protective shell, and you surround him, and you want to protect him from the obvious confusion. Now, I say confusion because we've passed this point now. But there's a point where you're still the same person, but you actually recognize that you're slipping.
Yeah.
And that's when it's really hard. So you protect. Like, you don't want to put him in situations where he might not remember somebody's name or might not remember who composed a particular jazz tune. So we kept him from those situations. And that's the really hard part, where the individual knows
that it's going.
That it's going. And boy, like I said, I never realized this myself. And I'm sure there's people out there that are going through this right now that need to hear that
they're not alone.
They're not alone.
Where did you reach out for help? Who are you working with to go through the daily? I mean, you're still just kind of a tight family.
My sister actually moved in with my parents.
Just to keep an eye on.
Just to watch them. I mean, they're 85
now. So she's a full-time caregiver.
Full-time job, full-time caregiver. You know, we're trying to figure this out.
And it weighs heavy on everybody.
And it really does. I mean, you have access to the internet. So information comes flooding in. If you're looking for it, you can find it. But I think what we've kind of decided now was enough of the protecting, and let's maybe put it out there that, hey, my dad hasn't forgot about you people, kind of.
Right.
He's just not the same person anymore. I mean, he's physically there. That's starting to deteriorate as well. But
does he still enjoy jazz music? I mean,
it's funny, Larry.
Does that resonate with him?
There was a stage, and it was just within the last 6 months, and where he would have very difficult times at night, very difficult times with not being able to just to even settle down. This disease is just incredibly destructive. But one thing that always helped him was my sister got an iPad, and she would play. His radio shows are still on the air right now WZUM.
People still hear him on the internet around the world if they want.
Absolutely. And so what was funny was she would give him headphones and he would sit there and he would sing along to the songs. He would know the words.
They say the music somehow resonates.
It's incredible. And it would settle him right down.
Well, our thoughts and prayers for your family. People need to know that you're not alone and reach out, because this is happening a lot, John, as you know.
And
I appreciate your willingness to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to kind of put it out there. And it was important for us to let people know that
Tony Mowat, the Encyclopedia of Jazz, is still here but struggling. And if you haven't heard from him, it's not because you did anything wrong.
Exactly.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Larry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.